USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Life is coming back to America. More than 47 million Americans are expected to travel for the 4th of July holiday weekend, according to AAA. 43.6 million Americans will travel by car with the highest gas prices in 7 years. An additional 3.5 million people are expected to fly, bringing airlines back to 90% of pre-pandemic traffic. The Border Patrol announced this week 3 illegal immigrants have been arrested in Sierra Blanca, Texas, for breaking into a home, stealing guns, ammunition, and clothing. Sierra Blanca is 90 miles southeast of El Paso on the I-10. Texas landowner Allison Anderson on Fox News says things continue to get worse.
I mean, there was just a convicted rapist that was caught not too far from our property. 3 nights ago, there was a group at our next-door neighbor's house circling the vehicles and tapping on their daughter's bedroom window.
This is USA Radio News.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Supreme Court rules on Arizona's voting integrity laws. Dan Naraki reports.
The Supreme Court upheld several voting restrictions in Arizona, ruling Thursday that the measures were not racially discriminatory. The state was challenged over limits on who can return early ballots for someone else and a rule that ballots cast at the wrong precinct would not be counted. Ilya Shapiro is the vice president of the Cato Institute and director of the Robert A. Levy Center for Constitutional Studies, and he tells CBS News that the measures that were challenged are common in many other states.
The court decided that both of these provisions, as I said, which are pretty common across the country, do not violate that key provision of the Voting Rights Act because they don't cause a huge burden on minorities relative to whites, because it's not an uncommon type of burden that's put in place. There's kind of a lot of factors that the courts are to consider that the Supreme Court gave guidance to. But at the end of the day, they said this was kind of a common rule, that there's no showing that it was racially motivated or that has a huge or disproportionate impact on members of racial minorities.
USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Drake Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
After lawmakers shot down a January 6th commission, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi moved forward with the commission. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has chosen a Republican to be part of a committee investigating the insurrection on January 6th.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
The Wyoming Republican has gone against GOP leadership and has agreed to be part of a select House committee to investigate the January 6th attack at the Capitol. Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson will lead the committee.
We have to get to the bottom of finding out all the things that went wrong on January 6th.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy threatened to strip Republicans of committee assignments if they accepted an appointment to this committee.
I was shocked that she would accept something from Speaker Pelosi. It would seem to me, since I didn't hear from her, maybe she's closer to her than us. I don't know.
Cheney has directly blamed former President Trump for the riot at the Capitol. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The NFL has fined one of its own big money for harassment. Dan Naraki reports.
The National Football League has fined the Washington football team $10 million following an investigation into multiple allegations of harassment in the workplace. The league's report, issued Thursday, found that the team's workplace environment was found to be highly unprofessional, with bullying and intimidation taking place frequently. All senior executives will take part in workplace conduct training, and owner Dan Snyder will step away from the day-to-day duties of running the team.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Prime.